92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin is getting more than $94 million from the EPA to replace lead water pipes. The feds say funds will be distributed through the DNR, and communities can apply based on need and the number of lead service lines. Officials say Wisconsin has more than 100,000 lead pipes connected to water systems statewide. Experts say replacing each service line can cost between $5,000 and $10,000. It's expected replacement efforts will take decades to finish. A former attorney for Donald Trump in Wisconsin is asking the federal government for $3.2 million, saying he was unfairly targeted after the 2020 election. Jim Troupas filed the request under a new fund meant to compensate people who claim they were, quote, weaponized by federal investigations. He points to searches of his email and actions involving his family as reasons for the payment. At the same time, Troupas is facing felony forgery charges in Wisconsin tied to the fake elector case. Prosecutors have not commented on his claims. A new study finds Wisconsin's teacher unions have weakened significantly since 2012, with membership falling faster here than anywhere else in the U.S. Researchers say the decline follows Act 10, a 2011 law that limited what unions can negotiate. The state now ranks 36th overall in union strength and much lower in membership and resources. Backers of Act 10 called it a needed reform, while opponents say it reduced protections for teachers. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers head to Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers will be away this weekend. They'll play the Astros at 7:10 tomorrow night. What a happy Brewers clubhouse yesterday, coming back in the eighth inning after going without a hit and beating the Cardinals 2-1 at home to complete the sweep. How did it feel to finally get a save? Closer Trevor McGill.
It means a lot. I mean, every game means a lot. But to be able to, you know, 7-plus innings of no-hit baseball and then got one out like this today, that's just big for the crew.
College football, the Badgers' schedule is out. They'll open at Lambeau Field on Sunday, September 6th against Notre Dame. And then on the Friday night after Thanksgiving, they'll host Minnesota at the Packers' OTAs, the team holding practice and meetings while Josh Jacobs is under investigation for domestic violence.
Well, I know there's going to be a lot of questions about Josh. I'm going to stick with the statement that we put out as an organization and just let the process play out.
That's head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. We'll be a little bit cooler today behind a weak cold front by about 10 degrees or so. Sunny skies to be expected with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 48. Lots of sunshine on Friday with highs near 83. And that trend continues right on into the weekend.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.